Hi everyone, this is Jenny from Creation Peak. Welcome to episode 10. Today we're going to be talking about growing food indoors. But before I get started, please remember to subscribe to the show if you haven't already done so. Today's topic is here to empower you and help solve a current problem. Specifically, I'll talk a little bit about how to grow veggies indoors as a beginner, and it's a lot easier than you think. I'll share a resource that will help you get started right away. So stick around, it's all coming up next. Indoor gardening may seem like an odd topic to talk about on this show, but given what's going on in the world right now, I really believe it's important to share this information. As entrepreneurs, I know that a lot of us are already watching our diets so that we can perform at our best. And for many of us, that means eating a lot of greens. And now more than ever, we're doing everything that we can to stay as healthy as possible. But when it comes to getting fresh produce, there's a lot of obstacles right now. And because of the coronavirus, we're all practicing social distancing, limiting our trips to the store to be safe, getting delivery wherever possible. But the thing is that not everybody can get their groceries delivered, and some people are finding that fresh produce isn't as readily available in their location. And that's the category that I happen to fall into. The area that I live in, it's really hard to get more than a handful of vegetables at any given store. So I've already been driving about an hour or so away just to get more of a selection and get organic produce, which is my choice. But I've noticed that in my local stores, even the usual offerings are pretty limited. And when I saw that, I wasn't too worried because I knew I had a fallback. I could grow sprouts and microgreens inside my home, and I could get a great dose of nutrition. But that got me thinking. I realized that not everybody knows that they can do this. Because when you think about gardening or growing vegetables, traditionally you might think about having to have a yard and lots of outdoor space or sun and you know, building a raised bed. And that's traditional gardening. I love traditional gardening. But I was thinking about solutions that would work for everybody, no matter the space, and that's really important to know what your options are so you can continue to eat the way that you want. Growing sprouts and microgreens is an excellent way to get a lot of nutrition in your diet. They are the, if you're not familiar with them, they're actually the immature plants of different vegetables. For example, sprouts and microgreens could be radish, kale, chard, broccoli. Oh, that's one of my favorites. Definitely broccoli, cilantro. There's a huge amount that you can grow. And for such little veggies, you really do get an incredible amount of nutrition. Sprouts are known to be immunity boosting, and they also really help you digest better. The microgreens actually tend to contain more vital nutrients in their immature state than they do when fully grown. So they are really powerhouses when it comes to keeping up with your health. And personally, I love growing them because they're not tied to a specific growing season. So you can start them indoors whenever you choose, and you can grow as much or as little as you want. Once you get your rhythm going, you'll figure out how much you're going to eat and just go from there. And best of all, the harvest time is so quick. It is actually as little as a few days to maybe a couple of weeks. That's how quick you can have this fresh produce in your house. So the difference between sprouts and microgreens is just how they're grown and the stage that you eat them. If you want the quickest and easiest option, then sprouts is definitely an excellent choice because they typically only take maybe a few days and they only need a jar, a sprouting lid, and some counter space. Oh, and some water. That's about it. But you don't even need sunlight to grow these foods. And microgreens are also very easy, but they take a little bit longer. They can take anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks. They'll need a couple of more items to grow, a little bit more space. You'll need a growing tray. And you will need a little bit of sunlight. If you have a sunny windowsill that gets at least a few hours of sunlight a day, then that would be fine. They are low light vegetables, so they don't need as much as something like a pepper or tomato. Now, these veggies won't provide full meals unless you grow a lot of them at a time, and it's totally possible, but you'll be able to use them to supplement your daily nutrition. Personally, I use sprouts and microgreens in my salad. Sometimes I make them the whole salad. I'll add them to soups. I'll use them as a huge nutritional boost to my protein shakes. I add them to rice, sandwiches, wraps. They can practically go on everything. Oh, eggs, really good with scrambled eggs. It's just great to have the peace of mind that you can produce something so nutritious in your home. You don't need to know how to already garden. You can do this very, very quickly with very little resource, and it's something I want to share with you. Plus, gardening is known to reduce stress, and growing sprouts and microgreens are no exception. That's been my experience, so this is definitely something worth trying. If this does sound interesting to you, I am going to share a link on the specifics of how to grow sprouts and microgreens, and you'll be able to see for yourself what's involved so you can kind of gauge if this is something you want to try or not. Now, the link that I'm about to give you goes to another site that I manage called Grow Hot Peppers. That URL is creationpeak.com/veggies. And I will also put this in the show notes so you have it there. But most of all, I really hope that you find this information useful. And please be sure to tune in to the next episode because I will be reading chapter 5 of Think and Grow Rich. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.